This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Farmers to Families Food Box Program is part of the USDA's Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, and the goal is to get food from farmers and ranchers more quickly into the hands of food insecure Idahoans. The Idaho Food Bank's drive-through contactless distribution is this Thursday at 3 p.m. at Expo Idaho. And unlike food stamps, this food is available to anyone. No documentation needed. And since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, the Idaho Food Bank has ramped up its efforts to meet this increased demand. And joining the show today to talk more about this upcoming food distribution event is Karen Vock. She is president and CEO of the Idaho Food Bank. Karen, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Gemma. Always good to be with you and your listeners.
So I just want to start by asking, how has the demand for the food bank services changed? Not just since the pandemic started, because you've been on before, we've talked about how it really increased. Has it tapered off, or is that demand still really high?
You know, it's higher, of course, than we saw prior to the pandemic. In some areas, it has leveled out a little bit. It's one of those situations where we're really having to track it at the local level. I think we'd shared before that immediately we saw a significant increase in Blaine County, where they saw their numbers triple in a very short period of time. And those numbers have come down a little bit now in that county. But as we see other counties being impacted, we're seeing an increase in some of those areas.
So the event is this Thursday, and this is just one of the many big efforts to get food literally into the hands of families who need it. Can you talk a little bit about what this event will look like?
Yes. Yeah. The Farmers to Families Food Box Program has been just a really great addition. This is amazingly good food. It's really healthy food. There's two boxes and they're 25 pound boxes each. So it's a good amount of food. Very healthy food, including milk and butter and cheese, some cooked meats, and some fresh fruits and veggies. So it's really very nutritious food as well. And we're really happy that we have this available in Idaho, and want to thank Grasmick Produce for all of their work to help to bring that to us.
So where will the event physically be on Thursday?
We'll be set up at Expo Idaho. And the distribution will start at 3 p.m. It's an outdoor event. Everyone will be asked to stay in their cars. There'll be directions to drive through the distribution line, and the two boxes per household will be placed in your cars for you. We've got some great volunteers with, you know, Team Rubicon is helping us with this, and we'll be all set up to be able to put the food boxes in your car and keep the line moving.
And you actually hosted a similar event like this a couple of weeks ago in Nampa. How did that go?
It was great. It was, in fact, we've completed 8 of these distributions so far statewide, and we have 3 additional events that are planned across the state. And through this, we've already served more than 4,300 households, and we've got an additional set up for an additional 3,800 households in the coming event. So it's a very efficient system. And as I said, it's really nutritious food. So it's a great way to provide this extra help to those families who are struggling in need.
And, you know, in the beginning, we talked about how it really is also, you know, making sure to get that food from farmers and ranchers into the hands of Idahoans who need it. What's it been like working directly with these farmers and ranchers?
Well, you know, Grasmick has really taken the lead on working directly with the farmers and the ranchers to secure the foods and make that available to us. But from what we're hearing, they're very grateful. I mean, this is kind of knitting back together that food supply chain that was so instantly interrupted and everyone was struggling. And so by providing that supply chain for their product, we're not going to see the fields being plowed under or the waste of the dairy product. It's ensuring that we're able to get this really great food to the families in need.
Yeah, that's so critically important. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Karen Vock. She is the president and CEO of the Idaho Food Bank, talking about a really big food distribution event this Thursday in Boise. Karen, how has the pandemic changed the way that you operate at the food bank?
Yeah, that it's changed a lot in the way that we operate. I mean, the first thing that we had to do was address the increased demand for food and the troubles that we were seeing in the food supply. What that meant most instantly for us that was that we had to start purchasing more food than we ever had in our history because the donated food supply was interrupted. We're starting to see that come back a little bit, not quite as strong as it was prior to the pandemic. For example, the generous donations from the grocery stores, they didn't have extra as their customers were purchasing so much more food. So some of that's starting to level out, but we're still having to purchase more food than we have in our past. This Farmers to Families Food Box program certainly helps with that. And as I said, we're very grateful. But yeah, a lot more purchased food, increased volume. So we've had to increase our staffing, the number of trucks on the road, has tested our capacity in some of our areas. But I can't say how much we appreciate the generosity and the help of the public and our donors and supporters who've really stepped up to provide assistance where they can.
So I would assume that you still then need food or financial donations.
Yes, we are still in need, and actually the financial donations are going to help the most right now. And just as an example, Gemma, typically in a fiscal year for the Idaho Food Bank, we'll spend about $200,000 to purchase food for the whole year. And in the last 3 months, we've already spent $900,000 to purchase food.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a steep increase and really pushing on our finances quite a bit. So just know those of you who've been so generous in contributing that we're able to turn those donations into food and get that food back out to your communities very quickly.
And for people that can financially donate, maybe think about doing that. What about volunteers? Do you need volunteers?
You know, we've actually been doing really well with volunteers, and again, so grateful for the hundreds of people who step up to volunteer their time, because we still need that support. And you can sign up on our website at idahofoodbank.org, and there's a button for volunteering. Because of social distancing, we've had to reduce the size of our groups from 20 people to 10 people, and that means we need to run more frequent volunteer groups to help us repack and get this food ready to distribute. So yes, please, if you have the time to donate, we definitely can utilize that.
Karen, thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy day to talk to us. We've been talking with Karen Vock. She is president and CEO of the Idaho Food Bank.
Thank you, Gemma.
Absolutely. And remember, their event is this Thursday. It is Expo Idaho. It is a food distribution event. Anyone is able to go and to get fresh food, produce at this event. We will have specifics on our website. It does start at 3 p.m. on Thursday. Also, stay tuned because after the show, we will have a live news conference with the Central District Health Department where officials are expected to talk about the concerning rise in COVID-19 cases in Ada County. And a reminder too, our medical experts will be back on the show Wednesday to answer your questions. So send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Again, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Thank you so much for joining us and for always being a part of Idaho Matters. Really appreciate all of you. It is Monday. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and we will see you back here tomorrow.